Okay, we are OB from the 19th. Here we are back by popular demand. We're kind of having a little, we might be having an issue with these mics, these new mics that we got. We're trying to sound a little better.
You should see the lines on the screen.
Jumping. Jesus, fuck, two idiots trying to figure out what we're doing. God, I don't know who's dumber, me or you, man. It's crazy.
I kind of like those one voices that we had.
Anyway, here we go. We're back. Don't start fucking around now.
There you go.
Anyway.
I'm trying to get it just right, but I can't seem to
figure this damn thing out.
There it is.
Oop.
Are we there?
We're on to something.
How's that sound?
Sounds good. Let's roll with it, man. Another good weekend. How was your weekend, Jeff?
It was good. It was good.
Good? Anything exciting?
Nothing really exciting. Got a few things done around the house. That's about it. Drank a lot of beer. Stayed up a little bit too late, and that time change thing really fucked me.
Really fucked me. It fucked me today, too, because it was like, we were doing something. I'm like, holy fuck, it's already 3 o'clock, dude. Yeah. What are we doing? Yeah. And then you know what crossed my mind? We could probably get 9 holes in now after work these days. Since
that's
that time
true.
Change.
Ooh, cause
it didn't get dark
change.
Till 8 o'clock yesterday, dude.
I know, that messed with me, too.
Wow.
It really messed with me. I started cooking steaks at 7:48. It's like, whoa.
Right shit. When the sun's at the highest peak, right?
Yeah. These kids go to bed at 8:30. I better hurry up. Shit, it's fucked in this house. God damn. Dad stayed up all night drinking beer, slept on the couch watching golf all day. Now he's getting up at 8 p.m. and trying to cook fucking food.
Cook fucking food. I like it.
Needless to say, I did give those to the dog.
I heard about that experience, man. You want to go into detail about that, or is that just some drunken mistake?
No, it was a drunken mistake. A little embarrassed about it.
How much of them steaks cost you?
I don't know. I think they were like $16.99 a pound.
God,
damn, it was a deal. That's a deal.
That dog ate good. He probably still hasn't shit, has he?
I'm telling you, he's probably blocked up because he didn't chew much at all. I'm telling you, dude, the dog... And if you don't already know about my dog, the dog is enormous.
Oh, he's as big as a fucking... farm animal.
Right now he's let's see. Well, he's probably 170 pounds now. 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he was what, 163 pounds.
Yeah, he's
at big, the vet.
Big boy.
Just turned a year. He's a year and 2 months. So he's still got a little bit more growing to do.
Big old baby.
But yeah, he ate 5 steaks. he enjoyed it. Apparently. You should have seen the way he was sleeping later on.
Oh, my God. Was he snoring on his back?
He's snoring. He's hanging halfway off his bed because he's so full he can't get the rest of his body on his bed.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious. I didn't do really shit. No, nothing exciting to talk about.
Really?
No. I mean, nothing. I'll tell you what. Your boy made a crucial error.
Uh-oh.
Crucial error, and you already know about it, but. A little embarrassing.
Who's my boy that made a crucial error?
That would be me.
Uh-oh.
Locked my fucking keys in the van this last night.
Oh, God.
Didn't realize it till about fucking time this morning. And you know what's even sadder is you just told me 2 weeks ago, you might want to split them keys up in case you ever locked the door with your keys in it.
So let's talk about it. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, I did it. And, you know, I learned from it. I haven't done that very many times in my life. My wife's done it a shitload of times.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you going to sit here and tell me you haven't done it that many times in your life? Don't you remember just last year on the golf course you locked fucking keys in a fucking Tahoe?
Yeah.
You can sit here and say
that fucking...
the Tahoe locked on its own.
Okay, look. Let's just face
hold on
it.
A second. I wasn't even driving. No, I wasn't even driving.
I don't give a fuck. Listen to me.
So how do I lock my keys in a Tahoe that you were driving?
I wasn't fucking driving. I wasn't there.
Why the fuck was I driving your Tahoe?
It was one of them times you were driving one of the Tahoes off the lot.
Trying to feel cool.
Yeah.
I got you.
You felt real cool because I think little Mitch came and didn't
Mitch,
he unlock the
he
thing?
He came and saved me, man. I'm going to be honest with you. He did
look at that.
Do that. And that's a good dude. I
and
appreciate
yet
you
want to sit
Mitch.
Here and blame your wife.
Shout
oh, she
out to
does it
Mitch.
All the time.
She does.
She now, does it all the time.
We have a key in her gas cap or where the gas lid is. And that's where my extra key is as we speak.
Yeah, my understanding is that you need that extra key.
I do.
And she's probably taking the blunt of it and saying, oh, yeah, it's me. I'm sorry. I do it all the time. When really, it's your fucking dumbass.
No, she does do it all the time.
You just did it just twice in a year.
Well, I didn't do it last year. It did it on its own.
See what I mean?
I'm sticking to that.
You're probably going to blame
fuck
the work.
You. Fuck you. Now, yesterday, I did it on my own. And you know what's even crazier is I was going back and I... I remember getting out of the car last night and locking it and saying, do you have your keys?
Ah, of course you do.
I didn't.
Didn't even think twice. Of course I do.
I even questioned myself and then answered myself with the wrong answer, man. That's how good I am. Jesus Christ, what a fucking retard.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's about the only excitement I had over the weekend. Spent some time with the grandkids. I think one of them tried to break my nose, but that's always fun.
Mm.
A little headbutt action right to the bridge of the nose.
They're good for that.
Wow, man, my eyes fucking water. I almost got so mad I wanted to... Never mind, I'm not going to go into that.
What are you
going to do? I wanted to throw him.
Not literally. No.
Not figuratively.
Yep. We thought of... Those thoughts crossed your mind, but it wasn't...
I thought I was in a fist fight there for a second. It's like, holy shit.
You just got blasted in the nose. Your eyes instant water. Now
instant
I'm just,
water.
I just got a swing and kick at this point.
Or something. Yeah, I was a little... it hurt a little bit. But I did get to watch some golf.
Did you? Hold on.
I did watch Sunday golf.
Because I remember last week.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch shit.
I told you, and I was honest about that.
You didn't watch shit. I don't give a fuck if you were honest or not.
If I'm honest, I can't be wrong. No?
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like how you were earlier about the keys that got locked in the car.
Were you going back to old shit?
Well, going back to what you just got done talking about.
We're rehashing that. Anyway, I did get to watch this Bay Hill, and I kind of liked it, man. I liked seeing sweet... Scotty Chin show up, Scotty and the motherfucker learned how to putt over the weekend. Jesus, didn't we just see some stats over a couple weeks ago where he was like dead last in putting?
He wasn't,
and first and everything else.
Yeah, those were the exact stats we saw him on. Actually, on Thursday,
I think it was Thursday.
We saw it on Thursday. I don't know why the Golf Channel put it up there, but of course they did. It makes sense. I mean, he was literally first in driving accuracy, fairways, greens in regulation, and was 160-something in putting. And it was like, wow.
We both looked at that and was like, the fuck?
I mean, at this rate, if you could get in the top 100, you'd probably have a good chance because he was first in everything else.
Good golf, man. He played well. There was no catching him.
He
had 17 putts inside of 15 feet.
He played well, but let's face it.
He made everyone.
Everybody else fell off the map.
Well, maybe.
They all fell apart. Did you see where Brian Harman did?
What did he do?
Dude, he was 7-under on, Friday? He was leading on Friday. I think he was 2-over come Sunday. Zalatoris? Same type of shit.
That was your boy. That was your pick.
That was my pick.
My pick didn't even show up.
Who was your pick?
Jordan Spieth.
Spieth.
And he didn't even fucking show up, man. So, whatever.
He showed up.
Did he even play?
He was there.
Yeah, he was there, and then
He played all the way through the weekend. At least he did that.
Yeah, I like to see his name on the leaderboard.
Let me turn this down. I'm way too popular.
Yeah, you definitely are way too popular. Jeez, for all the wrong reasons.
They would call that notorious.
That's funny. Yeah,
it was cool. It was a good tournament, though.
Course was good.
Hard as a rock on Sunday.
Did you see some of that? Yes, I did, man. Nobody was holding them greens hard. I mean,
no, and you were right, because the last time you looked at it, and you even said that the last tournament, I don't think...
I think it was like 9-under.
9-under or something like
11
that.
11 was the best.
Yeah, you 11, were right 12. There. You were right on the money. For once, you were right.
I'll take it.
You should take it. You might want to actually record that I said that.
It's on a podcast, so everybody's going to hear it. And I'm writing it down and putting a gold star.
Did you even introduce us today? Did you even say this is OB?
Yeah, I think.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'll do it now.
Better late than never.
Better late than never.
Sounds like Richard showing up to work.
That's funny. So we go from the way this golf season is going, man, it kind of snuck up on me, and I can't believe that the Players is here already, man. That's next week.
Isn't that crazy? It's crazy.
That's crazy.
I mean, especially since you can tell not a lot of the better players have really gotten into a groove yet this season. And you're hitting them boom, boom, boom with all these big tournaments.
And in a couple weeks, you got the fucking Masters.
Yeah, right behind it.
Which I'm still waiting on the invite, Augusta.
I'm waiting on the free tickets.
We're waiting for the free tickets. We will do the podcast there if you let us. I promise.
If you let us. I promise.
We'll be there.
I mean, hell, if you just give us a parking space, we'll do it there.
We'll do it in the parking lot.
That's fine.
Beers.
Plug the fucking TV into the
fucking TV in.
I mean, it's all on fucking online now anyway.
Maybe
we can
like just get a little glimpse of that magnolia trees or Magnolia Lane, any of that.
I don't even care.
Snip.
I don't even care. Just give me a parking spot.
Just give me a parking spot.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
What do you like for the players?
Ooh.
I know you probably haven't thought about it.
Really haven't thought about the players because that's not the next tournament.
What the hell? Yes, it is.
Yes, you're right. It is.
It is the next tournament.
You actually said that. Mm. Must be these beers.
It's a beer tray.
These beer trays. Beer trays are already kicking in.
By the way, hold on. Let's go back to this.
Carry them over from the last week.
Did you see Wyndham Clark duff a chip shot and then slam his fucking club into the ground and like make a huge ass divot?
Look.
Not a good look.
Not a good look. Do you know what else I saw? He smacked himself in the face after he missed the putt.
That's a good look. I don't mind that. I'd rather you smack yourself than smack turf.
No, I mean, it was like a I'm a nut job smack.
We kind of know he's a little bit of a nut job. He's overcame some shit, man, which
Wyndham
I like.
Wyndham Headcase Clark. That's his new nickname.
I like that.
You like Headcase Clark?
Headcase Clark.
Scotty Sweet Chin Scheffler.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of watching him do that.
No.
And he's still, I mean, I think he still came in like third, fourth or third or something like that.
No, he was at the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean.
He still did well. He fell apart a little
bit. Wasn't a fan of that, and I'm sure the people that own that golf course or take care of it definitely wasn't a fan of that.
I think there were a few things that people didn't like that Clark did. There was something else where they thought, I saw some kind of tweet or whatever it was about his ball. He moved his ball to improve some lie or something, and they were throwing a bitch fit about that.
Yeah, he kind of mashed down the rough behind his ball is what he did.
Yeah. Yeah, they were bitching about that.
Well.
So, I don't know. I don't think the guys... Look, you're either built for the limelight or you're not.
Mm.
And you know how it is. Like, we've seen these guys. They rise up. They get in this limelight. They're not used to it. And then they crash. They crash. And I'm afraid that this guy is crashing right now. You know, he's like a Joel Damon. After
if he
Netflix.
Would, if, I don't
Let's
think
just
he's,
drink our life away. Fuck
I think
it.
He's just very competitive. But like, if he would have crashed, I don't think we wouldn't have seen his name on the leaderboard at the end of the day.
I don't mean crash like that. I just mean if those little things can cause you to hit yourself, or you know, spike your club into the ground. Which I get it. But, you know, you're on a different level when you're a PGA Tour player and you're, you know, you're on the leaderboard on Sunday.
Yeah.
You're going to get TV time. You might as well show them a little bit of personality that's not bad.
Do you think these guys even pay attention to the, like, to the fact that they're on TV and being watched by, you know, millions of viewers? They probably lose.
Pay attention, no.
They probably lose scope of that.
I don't think they pay attention to it, but I think in the back of your head, I mean, let's get real. How many F-bombs do you think you and I drop on a golf course? Just nine holes.
Just nine? At least two per hole.
At least. I was going to say, you know, with both of us, we're probably close to the 50 mark. You know, if anybody wants to play the over-under on that, yeah. You know, 2-1 odds.
2-1 odds.
Over-under on 50.
And how many times,
dropping an F-bomb?
How many times do you hear,
fuck,
on a golf course?
All the time. All the time.
From
so
two
my
holes
thing
over.
Is, my thing is
little whack.
These guys still talk like us and act like us when they're not playing in tournaments like this. So you know how hard it is for them to probably not just shit fuck.
I can imagine.
All the time. They know they're on TV. They know they're in the limelight. I mean, prime example is how fantastic Rory McIlroy is in front of a fucking camera.
Pretty damn good. But he's been there since he was a kid.
I know, but that's something you kind of learn. You learn to be that way in front of the camera. And I don't think Wyndham Clark has learned that. And if he doesn't learn that quick, people are going to hate him real fast.
Yeah, they're going to start hating on him.
They're going to hate him real fast.
Slamming clubs into the ground.
They're going to start throwing beers at him.
Whoa.
They're going to start, you know, popping tops in his backswing.
Maybe making a little baby noise crying.
Gush.
A little baby crying.
Beer.
Mm. Boosh.
Start calling him Headcase Clark.
I like Headcase Clark. Windham Headcase Clark. We got nicknames for almost everybody.
We're getting them. If we don't, we can make them real easy.
We got to figure out one for Lowry because he's been playing well. Ooh, you know what? Bam, there's my pick.
Big Tits Lowry. That's your pick, Shane Lowry?
That's mean.
He has been playing pretty good.
Mean. You can't call him Big Tits Lowry.
Why?
Big Tits Lowry?
Okay, then just call him Tits.
Shane Lowry.
Shane Lowry.
Oh, that's what Shane we did Lowry. Before. We do have a nickname for him. Shane Lowry.
Lowry. Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's seen Bad Boys.
That's your pick?
Yeah.
Shane Lowry?
Yeah, he's been playing good.
For the players.
He's been playing good.
Scottie Scheffler won it last year, I believe. Huh? I think he's the defending champ.
I don't like to pick when the like. I don't like to pick
back
the
to back.
The not back to back, not necessarily. I never like to go for the one that's supposed to win.
Okay.
What do they call it? The underdogs?
I'm gonna say something here that's gonna surprise you with my pick.
Great, here we go.
And this is gonna really shock you. Pretty fucking Ricky Fowler.
Shut up.
He's already won it. He's won it once. He can do it again. That's my pick.
Shut up.
That's my pick this year. Shut what do you mean?
I'm not going to listen to you.
That is my
I'm not
pick.
Listening to you because if... Okay. Anybody listening to the podcast, all right? You've heard Chris make fun of me for liking Ricky Fowler. You've heard of him ask me, where is Ricky Fowler? Now I want you to understand he's now picking Ricky Fowler, which I thought he was not allowed to do after talking so much shit to me about it.
Well, that's not true. I'm trying to boost. I told you I'm a fan.
You're a fuck.
Of him. And I want to see him win. My greatest moment of Ricky is him winning the Players.
That was a great moment.
That's my best moment in memory.
I'm telling you what, if you can come up to the par three, hit it over the water, stick it within 3 feet. How many times? Twice?
I think twice.
Was it two times or three times?
I think he played twice.
No. It would have been three times because it's the 17th hole.
Yeah.
So he would have had to play the final round, come right back
and
to it.
Played it two more times.
And did the same thing every time.
And just let his big dick show how he did it. Man.
Now, he did. He let that motherfucker
I'd like to see him do it
swang.
Again. And I'm being honest with you.
Swang.
That is my dead serious pick. And I was thinking about this. And that is my pick.
Shut up.
So that's right. Where we're at.
Let's move on to who you're really picking.
I'm Scottie Scheffler.
That's what I thought. Jump on the fucking bandwagon. Here he comes. Scottie Sweet Chin.
I'll tell you,
Scottie
man.
Scottie Sweet Chin.
He's pretty damn good, and he looked pretty good now.
Scottie Sweet Chin.
He could win it. Right, and I'd like to see him win it. But I'd like to see Ricky Fowler right there.
No. I'd like to see a lot of different people win it. I'd like to see John Daly win it. God, shut the fuck up. Who are you picking?
I just told you.
Are you picking Scheffler?
The Chin.
Fucking prick.
Why?
Why don't you stay with Ricky?
I want Ricky to win.
No.
But Scheffler's my pick.
No, I want all kinds of people to win.
That's my pick.
I want the Walrus to win.
I don't know if he's
Kevin
around.
Stadler.
Where's he been?
Probably hanging out on the beach.
God, he could cut the rest ass of them. And he had a belly like me. You know what I need to do is start watching his swing.
I'm telling you, it might lead to something.
I might need to emulate his swing because I don't know how the fuck he did it.
He always had a big belly. I'm telling you, I think it might be a little bigger than he was.
No, I ain't that big.
Well, come on, man, because TV ads,
but he was a big one. Now, I just got a belly. I'm not all around big.
You think that's all you have?
Well, never mind.
What? I don't know. I
forget. Anyway, who cares? So, yeah.
God, you're a fat ass.
Taking Scotty the Chin, he changed his putter to a mallet style after playing Blade forever, and he changed for Bay Hill, and he showed his ass with it too, man.
Shut up.
And it was actually the Mick made a suggestion to him and said, "Won't you try this spider putter?"
No, I'm sure. So Mick is, you know, the best player for the last, 10, 15 years?
What?
10 years, yeah.
I don't know about that.
He is.
Well, yeah, because everybody else left and went to Live. He's not the best player.
Oh, here you go with that fucking Live bullshit.
He's not the best player.
Come off of it. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me Anthony Kim can compete. Shut up.
What did Anthony Kim shoot? Didn't he shoot a 65?
65.
Wow.
65.
But you know what now?
This is par 3 course. But he still shot a 65.
He shot a 65.
The numbers don't lie.
I'm over the Anthony Kim issue just because I'm not going to watch Liv just to watch him. Now, I did think it was a pretty cool idea.
Did you see?
To bring him back, but I want him to come to the PGA, not fucking Liv.
Apparently, Anthony Kim did something for Liv because you know what? Their viewership is up 312%.
Well, yeah, everybody just plugging in to watch him.
But the thing is, are they going to stay around?
No.
Do you think you just want to see him?
I'm going
to
be
like me. I really did. I just wanted to see him.
Yeah, me too.
Listen, do you think we're the norm or we're not the norm?
I think we're the norm.
Okay. So it's a fluke to
the
go
thing
up
is
300%.
With this Liv shit is, dude, it's hard. It's hard to watch.
What did you use? Hard?
It's hard to watch because I don't know the fucking
stuff.
I don't know the
fucking don't know the format.
I don't know the format. I don't know.
They get the team thing. I think the team thing's kind of cool. I will be honest. The team thing's kind of cool.
For every tournament?
I don't like it for every tournament. Because it's hard for me to follow who's winning and who's not and whatever.
Yeah, well,
I think that's
hard
cool
for you to follow.
Shut the fuck up. God, follow this, bitch. Anyway, there he is right there. We're watching a replay.
Yep. Tits Lowry.
You can't call him Tits Lowry.
Why?
That's just wrong. Look at the titties on that guy. We can call him Tits Lowry. Holy shit.
And you're sweaty.
Tits Lowry. Sweaty
just because he's got a black shirt
tits
on.
Tits Lowry.
Oh, God. He's a big one. He's got some titties on him, man.
Golly.
I told you.
Look at that face, too.
His eyes. He looks like an old dog that's had about 13 litters.
He looks like an
tits
old dog with 13 litters. Can barely move anymore.
Fucking tits dragging the ground.
All I can do is pop out puppies.
Tits Lowry.
Tits Lowry.
That's
like
Jeff's pick for next week at the
that
Players.
That is my pick. I think he's been playing good.
He has been playing good. He's been in leaderboard, you know, at least past couple 2 weeks.
Yeah. He has. Hey, what did you see that Novelli Marte for the Reds?
Is he the starting pitcher? Who is this guy?
80 game suspension.
Oh, yeah.
You believe that shit?
I'm glad you brought the Reds up because
what I did just bring up was about this guy. What do you think?
Yeah. I think people are stupid if they think you get away with using PEDs nowadays.
Yeah, I just
is that what it was? PEDs?
Yeah.
It's dumb. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why anybody would even risk it unless there's some kind of like excuse as to maybe a doctor gave you something you didn't know about or
see, that's the thing. They tell these guys what they can and can't, and all of them have, you know, people working for them that tell them, hey, here, you can take this. Hey, you can't take that. Even certain foods, you know, you want to take some Robitussin? No, you can't because we're not going rowboating tonight.
I mean, we're talking 80 fucking games, dude.
You ever been rowboating?
Robitized?
Robitussin. No, you call it Robitussin? I call it Robitussin. But I think others call it sipping scissorp.
That is very true. And yes, I will tell you that back in the day.
The truth comes out. Y'all, if you can see Chris right now, he doesn't know what he's saying. He's rubbing his face. He's like, oh, man.
There might have been a couple times back in the teenage years where
buddy,
there wasn't nothing I wasn't passing up or trying.
Buddy, I'm
separate
you
dudes.
You know what, man? We need some sound effects. We need to work on our sound effects.
We'll work on it. We'll get Danny in here.
We need to get some stupid shit where I can push a button.
Yeah, make like a
flack fuck. Shit like that. If anybody's listening to us, they want to throw us some comments. Tell us, give us an idea of what kind of sounds we need here. We're new at this. This isn't something that we do all the time. It's not something that we've been doing. So we're just getting used to it. Just kind of throwing some stuff out there.
Why don't you go ahead and throw that email out to him,
Jeff?
Oh,
yeah, if you ever want to email us, outofboundscincy@gmail.com. Make sure you follow us on YouTube or wherever get your podcasts. You can get them on Spotify, Amazon, all them other crazy motherfucking things. I don't know what they are. We just click buttons, guys.
We just click buttons and talk.
Really, we just click buttons. Man, we leave that shit to Danny.
Yep. So you want us to talk about any topics or anything or just want to say we suck, just let us know. Maybe like
you
to
know
hear
what?
From you.
Danny threw some intro and exit music on our last podcast.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think about that.
Yeah, it probably sucked, but we'll see. I wanted the Rocky theme. Eye of the Tiger. Did that not happen?
You're so fucking gay.
What are you?
I mean, really, you want Eye of the Tiger?
That's what wakes me up every morning.
You know what wakes me, you know what my alarm clock is? I'm bringing sexy back.
Maybe that should be our intro.
We got copyright issues, guys.
We got copyright issues. We better not do that. Anybody got any suggestions? Let us know. We want to hear from you.
I like the exit music that we had last time.
Yeah.
I wasn't hip to the intro. Danny said he could fix that, though. He could find something else for us. He was just throwing some
shit. I got a couple ideas for that. I just don't know if we're allowed to do it legally.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Keep your ideas to yourself.
Okay.
Let Danny do it.
Okay. Can I at least think of my own ideas?
I prefer you not, because you get this look on your face when you're thinking, like it hurts. It hurts to think.
Well,
so I don't want to see you hurt and in pain, because you're my friend.
It's more likely it's gas, to be honest with you.
That's true. You are gassy. You are gassy. Straight IBS from this motherfucker.
God.
I am telling you
let's
what.
Let's not get into that.
Need a shit before we pod.
I do pre-pod shit.
Pre-pod shit, that's
it. I do, just in case I get excited. Even if I don't, I go in there and try, because I don't want to get excited in the middle of the podcast and get what I call crap attack.
I had to pre-pod poo. That was a P3. That was a P3 drop. Pre-pod poo.
As you know, this podcast is brought to you by
Professional Property Partners.
P3.
Also Miller Family Auto Group. Good clean cars. Great clean cars.
What's that line? What did you say last week? They may not make good cars, but the clean cars.
Clean.
I thought that was fucking hilarious.
I know the guy that cleans them. He does a hell of a job.
I'll tell you what, it's getting hot in this month.
I am getting a little hot. There you go. Take that hoodie off. Jesus Christ, your belly flopped out.
I know, but my tits aren't as big as Shane Lowry.
No, they're not. They're not.
You can't call me Tit Lowry.
I'm not going to call you anything but Jeff Pro.
Tit Lowry.
So, hey, I didn't know if you've seen this, man, and this is actually, I was thinking back. Have you ever seen a fight between in a girls' college basketball game?
Dude, I really haven't.
And it wasn't much of a fight, but
I heard about this. I didn't see anything. Did you see the video of it?
I did, and you know, I'm going to be honest with you, that the girl from LSU caused all of it, and the fact that the referees was not calling any fouls in the fourth quarter.
But wait a minute, the girl that caused this, is this the? There's a popular girl for LSU,
Angel. Angel Reese.
Is that her?
Yes.
She wears the leg thing?
She wears the one leg up and one leg down kind of thing.
I don't understand.
Popular on TikTok,
guys.
And stuff. She's a pretty girl.
I don't understand this.
This
I know
chick
who you're
was
talking about.
Pulling
yeah, she
hair.
Is.
She was smacking and pulling hair and getting away with it, dude. She was playing dirty.
Really?
And the girl she was doing it to was bigger than her. She was a big girl, dude.
But isn't...
This is not the first time that they've matched up, man.
And isn't that girl big, though?
Yeah.
The one that's got the one leg thing?
She's big, but she ain't as big as the girl from South Carolina.
Okay. Okay.
And that chick got tired of it, and I guess they had a timeout or whatever, and she just went up and just fucking slammed down a little player. Now, she should have slammed the Angel Reese girl down, but that chick was on the bench.
That's what I was wondering. So she didn't push the Angel
girl? No. It was a different, like a point guard or something. Somebody half her size.
Bitch.
But, hey. I mean, she done had her hair fucking pulled. She got smacked in the face. I don't blame her, to be honest
with
you.
Wait a minute. The girl that got smacked in the face, got her hair pulled, was that the real big girl?
Yeah. She's the one that put the other girl to the ground.
All right. Makes sense now.
Now, the refs was not calling any fucking fouls, and they were letting them get away with shit. And that's what I think caused the issue. You got to get control of that shit. They can tell if it's chirpy and getting like that. But
are we letting
I have
both
never,
teams do this, though?
Yeah.
Really?
I have never seen this in a girls basketball game. I don't know if I've ever seen girls.
Well, I'm sure it's
better than UFC. You're like,
I'm sure it's. What do you mean? You ain't seen these girls fight before?
What? Not in sports.
Oh. I can't say that I have.
I mean, I'm sure there's been some whatevers, but
no.
I mean, this was intense, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm really looking forward to them matching up again. It's much watched TV. I watched that whole fucking game.
But now. The game that they were playing, was that a conference final? Was that a conference championship or something?
Might have been a conference championship. I don't know if LSU.
Because you know that's
South
happening.
Carolina.
I mean, that's going on.
Yeah.
Right now.
It had to have been then.
Big games are going on, so maybe that was a conference championship or whatever, a semifinal for their conference, whatever it was.
I've never seen it before.
No, but...
And
but,
I was like, holy shit, what the hell am I watching? But,
and you brought it up to me earlier today when we were driving, whatever the fuck we were driving, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we drive a lot.
Wherever we had to go look at a house or whatever, but you brought it up before, and it makes me want to watch it, just like you said. You know, if they match up in the tournament or anything, hell yeah, I want to fucking
hell
watch
yeah,
it.
Dude.
I want to watch them big girls go at it.
Then there's two big girls, and one's bigger than Angel.
Dude, I think they said the girl's like 6 foot seven or six
and she's
foot
not,
eight.
Like, heavy.
Right.
She's in shape.
She's in shape.
She's just a big bone girl, man.
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
Would you let her push you down like that?
I'm gonna be honest with you. There's some questions that I'm gonna lie because I know someone that I love very dearly also listens to this podcast. So I'm gonna say no.
You're gonna say no to that?
I'm gonna say
would that make
it's a soft
you...
no.
No. No, I won't. I could do that thing to make the thing go real high pitched for you.
Don't start fucking around with that again. We barely got it figured out now.
I don't know. I don't know how it would feel. Big old girl pushing me down like that.
I wouldn't like it.
No. I would hope nobody saw like, this.
Wait a minute. Get off of me. End up having to fucking call the cops on her for domestic violence, dude. I'm just a little guy.
Hey, at least in that situation, they would understand.
Huh.
You know? Like, look at her, guys. She's Amazonian. Look at this bitch.
Speaking of fighting.
That'd be weird.
I was shocked to see Francis Ngannou get slept, dude. He got fucking slept by Anthony Joshua.
But I don't know why you were so shocked.
That Francis Ngannou has been hit by monsters with half the size gloves.
Who's a monster that's hit him?
Stipe, he's fought some big guys.
But he's still ain't as
UFC.
Big as Ngannou is. Who? Stipe was not as big as Ngannou. Ngannou's like 260.
I'm talking about getting hit with the half the size, the 3 ounce gloves or whatever, compared to 12 ounce or whatever they use.
I get it.
I just didn't see it coming. I'm going to be honest with you. Mm. I don't think a lot of people did see him getting, I mean, slept, Jeff. Snoring slept.
I saw it.
Good for Anthony Joshua. I always thought he was a great boxer. I know.
Look, he got beat a couple years ago.
Yeah, by the
really,
Mexican fat guy.
Yeah, and that really
what was his name?
Took his value way down.
I think he took his own value down after that fight. Like,
he may
wait
have.
A minute, man. I just got beat by Anthony Ruiz, or what was his
Is
name?
Is that who it was?
Something like that.
I don't know. It's hard for me to pay much attention to heavyweight boxing. There's not enough of it.
Right.
There's only four guys that you ever watch.
You're right.
Nowadays.
It kind of took a big backseat when UFC came in.
It took a big backseat. It took a big backseat when they started taking so long to make fights.
Oh my God. Have they even signed a contract for Anthony Joshua and the Gypsy?
No.
I mean, they've been talking about that for...
They've been talking about it for years.
Years.
But I think the guarantee is this next fight. It's not necessarily for Joshua and the Gypsy King. It is for whoever wins between the Usyk guy...
Yeah, Francis Ngannou.
No, it's the Usyk guy and the Gypsy King.
The who?
So whoever wins.
Oh, Usyk. I thought you said the UFC guy.
No, the Usyk guy. Whoever wins that... Joshua has a guaranteed fight. But, I mean, it just, I don't know. I'm not really hip to how long it takes these guys to recover. But in boxing, it seems like it takes them 2 years.
I agree with you. And it seems like it takes 2 years to get a fight.
To make a fight.
To make a fight now.
You recover after 2 years, then it takes another 2 years to catch a fight. And by that time, the guys, you know, these guys are going to be 40 years old. It's like... Mike Tyson
I was
fighting
just,
fucking Jake Paul.
I was just going to say, what I mean, about Jake Paul fighting Mike motherfucking Tyson?
I don't know what to think about this.
I don't either.
I really don't.
I don't want to see Mike Tyson get knocked out.
I don't want to see it either.
I do not.
And I mean...
I've seen it once. I remember when I was a kid. I think I forget how old I was and Buster Douglas.
Buster Douglas tore
I
him
cried.
Apart.
I cried.
Tore him apart, dude.
I was so upset, dude. That used to be like a family thing. My dad, grandpa, uncles...
we'd all get together and watch Mike Tyson fight for about 13 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's funny you said that? Because I used to do that with my dad. We used to watch boxing when it was on. Showtime boxing.
That was the thing to watch,
man. Showtime boxing, yep. Dude. We watched it whatever nights it was always on, what, Saturday night or something? Yeah. Friday night or Saturday night, Showtime boxing. You don't have it anymore. Now you have got the UFC, but there's so... You got a big difference in the scale. You've got, you know, two boxers in every division that you might know or you may have heard of. And then you jump to the UFC, and there's 15 of them in every fucking division. I don't even know who these fucking guys are.
It's not like it used to be when they had the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That really helped, and that really brought me to it. Mm. And then you learn these coaches, you know, your Chuck Liddells, your Tito's, your Randy Couture's and stuff like that. And there was, it almost was like characters, you know?
They had characters. You had characters.
And now they just have, they have professional fighters.
Yeah, it's just too much.
Yeah.
It's too much for me. There's too many people that I don't know.
I agree.
And even if you do follow it, and do you really know the guy that's ranked 10th in bantamweight? I mean, you don't. You just...
No, normally they're from other countries and you never heard of them.
Yeah.
Unless you're in that fight game and fight world.
I get that. That's why if I hear a Mexican boxer, I'm going to follow him. Because they're generally good.
They're generally
really fucking good.
Or like a Venezuela boxer or something like that.
Yeah. They're normally really good.
That's true. That is true.
And then I follow them and they normally have a decent career. But it's tough. It's too tough to follow the fight game that, and you've got...
You only got a couple guys that, like you just said, they're like four guys.
And Nagano, he went to PFL. He went to the professional fight. He signed with them.
They offered him more money, man. Have you... Honestly, we ain't going to dig into it, but some of the fight contracts that these guys get UFC, they don't make money.
That's what you think they do. It's bullshit.
Conor has made probably the most money out of anybody.
But you go back to what you said. He was a character.
Very true.
And if you don't create that character, what do you got? Tito Ortiz was a character without even knowing that you needed to create a character. He just was. Because of the way he fucking looked and the way he fucking talked.
He have a look of his own, dude.
Yeah. He was just a character because of that. Same way with Chuck Liddell. You knew Chuck Liddell because you knew the Mohawk, and you knew this guy was going to throw a bomb right hand. Because he kept it down by his fucking hip and just begged you to come close enough. He begged you.
He did beg you.
And that was the character. That's it. I've been watching UFC for a long time.
Me too, dude. I remember... I was a kid and we was at a campground and this guy, he was from Indianapolis or something, and he had the fucking UFC tape of UFC 1.
Yeah. Oh God.
And that was the first time I ever seen it.
It's like Dan Henderson shit.
No, before this was Royce Gracie shit. Yeah. Royce Gracie, Ken Shamrock.
He didn't come around until like the third or fourth.
I was fucking instantly hooked.
Oh yeah!
Holy shit!
I remember that. This is dead
VHS
dead truth.
Tape, dude.
Dead truth, dude. A pay per view. They had a UFC fight. I remember it was $19.95. Not only did I beg my mom, but I lied to her about what it was. I told her it was wrestling.
Yeah,
because we always watched wrestling when we were kids. I mean, it was just wrestling. '80s and '90s. It was wrestling. This is a new company of wrestling.
New style of wrestling.
New style. And I remember watching Royce Gracie in that. In his gi.
In his gi, choking everybody
choking
out.
Choking everybody out. And tying them up in his gi. He would hide their arms in his shit.
Now, let me ask you this. And without the gi.
No, I'm not.
Without the gi, I don't think he would have had as many chokes.
No.
No, he would
not. No, he really wouldn't have. I mean, if you've watched, and I'm sure there's diehard fans
I remember that Ken Shamrock had said that he was allowed to wear his gi.
Yes.
But Ken Shamrock, the first time he fought, wasn't allowed to wear shoes.
Yeah, he wasn't allowed to wear shoes. Yeah.
Yeah. Which was, I don't know.
Which pissed off Ken Shamrock. But if you've ever watched some of the old fights, he will. Like, always great. He did. He would put your arms and legs inside of his gi.
That is part of their style, though. I mean, they
fuck his style. That,
you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, they, you know, that's, they use their gi to their advantage. Some now people, there's like, now there's like two different, you know, there's gi and without gi jiu-jitsu.
Some use their gi.
He's a gi-er for sure. Well, here's a prime example. Hoyce Gracie fought Matt Hughes. Do you remember that fight?
I remember it.
Matt Hughes beat the living fuck out of him. Well, he crucifixed him. He was just pounding on his face, dude.
And Hoyce Gracie was 40 years old.
He did not have a gi.
He was 40 years old.
That's true. He took the fight. He got his
fucking
ass beat.
Matt Hughes was like 26.
Matt Hughes was an animal.
God, he was an animal.
God, dude.
I loved that dude. Loved him.
Sorry to hear what happened to Matt Hughes. He did get hit by a fucking train, man, and his life hasn't been a sense.
How he survived that, I have no fucking clue.
I don't either, but yeah, he took a downward spiral after that, man. But he, I have a shirt signed by Matt Hughes, actually.
Do you really?
I do.
How'd you get that?
My brother-in-law gave it to me.
Oh, well, I thought you were into
He went to an event or something, and what did you say?
I thought you were into some things I didn't know about. You wanted to talk about them.
There are some things that I'm into that I don't want to talk about. We keep them in the closet, they say.
In the closet.
Tucked away. Deep, deep, deep in that closet, in the dark corner. Way in that dark-ass corner.
He hasn't came out of that closet yet.
So you did bring up the Reds and this guy that got suspended.
Yeah.
I'm going to touch on a very touchy subject, and I know this is going to get you all fucking pissy.
Can you please not?
And I have to talk about it.
I feel like I talk about this every podcast.
What?
I know what you're going to bring up.
Joey Votto signing with Toronto.
Fuck.
Now, how the fuck this guy has played so long with the Reds and they don't give him a farewell tour? Yep, that just pissed Jeff off. He's walking out. Well, he gone. I think this is a very, very bad look for the Cincinnati Reds, man. I mean, this guy was a fucking all-star. He's an MVP. Mm-hmm. And so would you say the last MVP was like George Foster and Big Red Machine?
No,
Barry Larkin?
Barry Larkin got an MVP in 95.
I was 15 fucking years old. That's crazy.
Got it in 95. George Foster in 82 or something like that.
Yeah, so...
Then in the 70s, you know, you had the Big Red Machine, so you correct. Had a bunch of them there.
Big fan of Red Machine. Big fan.
Yeah. You're a fan of the Red Rocket.
I got a lot of memorabilia from them, man. I just a big fan.
Red Rocket.
Big fan of Pete Rose.
Red Rocket.
Big
come
fan.
Over. Come over and check out Enzo.
But anyway.
Red Rocket. Love showing
the
that
fact
Red Rocket.
That the Reds couldn't offer Joey Votto a final farewell tour contract is a very bad look. And it kind of is just pissing me off going into this season. How you feel about it, Jeff? I already know how you feel, but enlighten us.
You know, and I do it. You know, it makes me upset, man.
I know, that's why I said it.
You know, it makes me upset because really the biggest reason that I get upset about it is because nobody told me that it was going to be it. And I would have gone and seen him. I would have paid for the last series. If you just said, hey, this is probably going to be it, guys. You know, let's come out and let's give him a send-off. You know, let's have a whiteout that we have all white that just says Votto on our shirts. That would be amazing to me. Why wouldn't you give this guy, he gave you, and I told you this before, he gave you 22 fucking years.
22 fucking years.
22. 22, drafted by the Reds, worked up through the system with the Reds. You got an MVP out of them. You got silver sluggers. Notice how I, plural, okay? Plural, silver slugger. On base percentage that is just not going to be topped by anybody ever in the Reds organization. You're just not going to do it. You know what I saw the other day? If Votto has a zero on base percentage this whole year, 162 games for Toronto, his on base percentage would be better than none other than Ichiro.
Whoa.
And what was Ichiro known for?
Getting the fuck on base.
He could have a fucking zero on base percentage, and his on base percentage would still be better than Ichiro's. And Ichiro's a lock for the Hall of Fame no matter what. You're in.
You think Valder's in?
Oh, my God, if he's not, I will be even more pissed.
I swear to God.
I believe
I think
you.
It's bullshit. They better put a fucking statue down here for this guy.
They're not going to do that.
Why wouldn't it? Do they have one for Barry Larkin?
I don't think so. I think it's just...
Rose. Bench.
Bench. Morgan.
Morgan.
Is Sparky got a statue?
I don't know. Does Davis have a statue?
Who?
Eric Davis.
I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
I'm actually not even sure who has all got statues down there.
Well, shows what you fucking know.
Yeah. I didn't claim to know much about anything.
No, I just think it's bullshit. I think it's bullshit. Even if you... You know what, man? It's just... I'm a fan, okay? I've always been a baseball fan. I've always been a Cincinnati Reds fan. Baseball, it was my thing when I was a kid. Before I played golf.
Me too.
Baseball was my thing, man. I played travel ball. In the summer times, my dad would take, because my dad was a teacher, so he took me and my brother we would go to Chicago, we would watch the Cubs, the White Sox. We would go up to Milwaukee. We would watch the Brewers. We would go to St. Louis and watch the Cardinals. Then we would come back and we would catch a Red series. Go home. We had a vacation every single year that did that. We did that same tour every single year. Which, by the way, going to the old Brewers stadium, that was a fucking party. And I was a kid.
I've never been to a baseball game outside of Cincinnati.
And I was a fucking kid, dude. But if you wanted a party, it was back...
We didn't have the money to go to games like that.
Shut up.
We were poor white trash.
Well, you're still white trash.
Debatable poor, too, I'll be honest with you.
You're on the verge.
I'm on the fucking verge.
One more fucking bill, and I'm there.
One more bill, and I'm fucking there. We subscribe to one more fucking channel on TV, I'm broke.
I don't think it was fair. I don't think it was fair to Votto. And my thing is he's been... such a good ambassador for the city.
I agree.
And for the Reds.
Yep.
That he won't say anything about it. And God damn it, will you say something about it? Please. Joey Votto, I know you're not going to listen to this, but if you ever do, fucking say something, man.
Like, hey, this was bullshit?
Like, you it's want him to say bullshit.
That? I agree with you, man. It pisses me off, too.
It's bullshit. It's like I told you before. Put Nick Kroll in front of a fucking stall, open the door, and have him fucking donkey kicked in the face. Smack that fucker in the ass.
How do you know that was his decision, though, man?
He's the fucking GM.
Yeah, but he's
the
got
fucking
a boss.
GM.
He's got a boss.
No, no, no. Your job is to get the players on the motherfucking field, okay? And to find money where you can find money, save money where you can save money. I get it. Dude had a $7 million buyout. That they had to pay him to get out, and which I get it because they didn't want to pay him $25 million. Okay, cool. Do you think Toronto's paying him $25 million?
No.
Look it up. See how much they're paying him. They're probably paying Joey Votto a dollar. You want to know why? Because he loves the fucking game.
Well, it's his home state. It's his home city, isn't it, Toronto?
I don't know if Toronto was his city, but of course he's Canadian.
I know that. I just don't know.
So what are you going to do? So somebody in... Toronto's going to give him his fucking farewell tour? That's just going to piss me off. It's going to fucking piss me off. And quite frankly, I haven't paid any attention to Red Spring Training because of it.
I haven't paid attention to it either. And I know they named...
I don't give a fuck.
...the starting pitcher for the opening day, which...
That's somebody I don't know.
Yeah, it's somebody I don't know either.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Well, you brought it up.
I'm a little pissy about it, to be honest with you. I haven't really paid attention to too much Reds baseball.
Then you got this dude that got caught with PEDs, 80-game suspension. Who's going to go in his place now?
That's a lot of fucking games. Is it his first offense that we know? I mean, that seems like it. That seems like a lot, man.
I don't know.
80 fucking games, that's...
I don't think he...
Three-quarters of the season, isn't it? I mean...
Yeah, no, it's half the season. 80 games, 162.
I mean, that is a big suspension.
Well... Maybe he took a lot of PEDs.
Something, man.
I don't fucking know.
He is from, Joey Votto is from Toronto.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah. You know, I think they have the largest Chinatown in the world besides the actual Chinatown. Yeah.
Hmm.
You ever been there? I've been there.
No, I don't. I haven't been many places.
Toronto, I've been there.
You want to know what there for?
Watch a baseball game.
Yeah, you and your dad?
Yeah, me and my dad and my brother.
Did you drive there?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know what was great? McDonald's. You could have pizza.
What?
Yeah.
McDonald's pizza?
Personal pizza.
McPizza?
McPizza. It gave me the McShits. But I still got that fucking pizza because I said, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Speaking of pizza, that Speedway pizza was pretty good today, man.
Buddy, I'm telling you what. And wow. If all our listeners don't know.
It's not bad, dude. You get you two slices.
We're throwing out a plug for Speedway pizza. I know. You guys are thinking this is fucked up.
And a big gulp.
But y'all listen.
For like $3.
Two slices and a big gulp, $3.50.
Yeah, that's the deal.
$3.50.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Not only can you shit your pants, but you can piss it at the same time with 89 ounces of fucking Mountain Dew. I mean, come on, guys.
Get with it.
No, I'm going to drop another plug.
All right. Plug it up.
For Speedway on March 14th.
Uh-oh.
Whole pizzas.
Yeah.
$3.14.
Give me 12.
$3.14. I've already pre-ordered.
Pre-ordered?
Now, look, you guys got to get in.
You know what? That's a good time to have, like, a company outing.
That's
or a company lunch.
We're actually having a company lunch on 314.
Just so you know. Costs us $10 total to feed everybody.
I've pre-ordered all our pizzas. And it's not just, guys, you don't just get cheese here.
Oh, no.
Pepperoni?
There's two different kinds of pepperonis on these things.
Two different kinds
there's
of pepperonis.
There's the circle ones, and then there's the square ones that you find on, like, the Tina's pizza.
Absolutely.
Man.
Ooh, I got to give this countertop guy this fucking door code here. He's blowing me up.
Well, I'm sure that's a good topic.
I'm talking out loud, man. There's things I got to do.
And we got some more bad news from the Cincinnati sporting industry here.
Here we go.
T fucking Higgins requesting a trade, man. And I don't blame him.
Dude.
And I'm going to agree with you, and I know you've said this.
You're going to agree with me? Hold on.
I think long term, he's going to be better than Ja'Marr Chase. Now,
holy shit, remember this.
The problem
March 11th, 2024 at 5:01 p.m.
I think he's, now I could be wrong, and I would hope to be wrong. But he's just a big motherfucking dude, man.
6'5".
He's a big dude. And
big dude.
The problem is that's, you know, Ja'Marr Chase and Joey Burrow are hand in hand. They're going to come hand in hand, I believe. And you got to keep your quarterback happy. It doesn't matter if Joey gets hurt again. Joey gets hurt again, we need to be looking elsewhere because this guy's going to be injury prone, in my opinion.
I think you're right on the injury prone.
I can't have it. I can't have it. He's got to toughen up, man. He's got to quit getting fucking hurt. If we do trade him, maybe we can get some, you know, trade T. Higgins. Maybe we can get some offensive line help that we've been asking for the past 15 fucking years, I feel like.
I think you can trade him and...
My fucking heart has been broke by the Bengals more times than any other sporting, maybe even anything in the world now.
Your heart has been broke.
Oh, my God, dude. Bad.
You are not this kind of fan, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I am, dude. I'm a huge fucking Bengals fan, and it hurts.
I mean, I know you're a huge Bengals fan, but don't let it hurt. I mean,
it hurts. It absolutely hurts. Dude, when they were in the fucking Super Bowl, I was bouncing off the fucking, like...
Well, I think everybody
else
in Cincinnati
was. I had, like, ADHD that day, dude. I couldn't, like, control my emotions.
Uncontrollable.
I was a mess. Wow. I was a mess.
Wow.
And it was
you need
so
help.
Fun. It was so fun, man.
You know what the problem is? Is you were a mess because of all the endorphins.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, back in the heyday, man. I'm like, okay. It all came back to you.
Wait a minute, man.
Wait a minute now.
I know you fucking true to, man. Might have had a slight drug problem back in the day. Or, wait a minute. I don't know if it was a problem or not.
It wasn't a problem at all. I was having a blast.
It wasn't a problem until I got caught doing everything.
Yeah, well, that's generally when it's a problem. Before that, it's just amazing.
It's just fun. It's just fun, man. Damn.
Wow.
Damn. Okay.
Let's not go down memory lane now.
I'm getting endorphins back here. Thinking about it.
He's about to get excited, y'all.
Clear my nose cavities out here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know about it. I can't.
But anyway, yeah, the whole T. Higgins thing, that bothers me. Chances are they're going to trade him. That's my opinion.
What bothers you? Did he request a trade?
No. No. Not at all. I mean...
Why wouldn't you just take your... what's his franchise worth? $20
million? I think 21, 22.
Why wouldn't you just take that and just ride a year out and then request... And then just, you know, go free agency next year? Why do you have to demand or request a trade?
Well, you think about it. What? A year ago or 2 years ago, he got hurt. Only played 8 games.
That makes sense. He gets hurt this year. He might not get a
contract. He gets hurt this year, his value won't be as good. So... Then the other thing is your boy Joey Burrow, you know, he might have a hangnail. And he'll
might pull an earlobe. We were talking about that.
Yep. Man, have a nostril close up on one side, not have two nostrils.
Come on. I got all.
And then he'll be out.
I think he's a tough kid.
Hopefully. And then he'll be out for, you know, 12 games. And then who are they going to throw the ball to? They're not going to throw it to T. Higgins. You know, so he's got to go get his money. I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all.
I don't think they can. I mean, honestly, they can't afford him.
Yeah, they can. They can afford him right now.
Yeah, but they won't be able to afford anybody else.
You won't be able to afford anybody else at that caliber next season when you start paying.
He's number one for sure, man.
When you start paying Burrow, because they got to start paying Burrow, what, $40 million every year next year? No, you won't. But what are you going to do? Okay, so you're just going to let him go? Catch a couple draft picks. They're gonna do the same thing with Jamar Chase, guys.
They're gonna sign him.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
No, they won't.
I believe they will sign him. Yes.
No, they won't. Mark my words. March 11th, 2024, 5:06 p.m.
Yep.
They will not sign him.
And I disagree. So
I will tag him. He will play, and then he will be gone.
Nah, I think they're gonna sign him.
Nah, gives you plenty of time to develop a wide receiver. Besides. Tom Brady has already shown you that you can develop anybody. All they got to do is run the motherfucking routes that I ask you to run, okay?
Run them routes.
If I tell you to run in a goddamn circle, run in a circle.
Run that circle.
I'm going to hit you with that ball.
Run a circle route.
Run the goddamn circle. You little motherfucker.
You little fuck. Yeah, that little scat back. That motherfucking little.
Julian Edelman?
Boy.
You little 5'6 son of a bitch. What's the other Go one? Out there, hit that fucking mark. Run in a circle. I'm going to hit you in the back of the head with the ball. You're going to catch it after it hits it off the back of the fucking head. Then you're going to run for another 15 yards. And if you fucking don't, I'm getting rid of you. Why? Because he could.
He could.
And what did he do? He made receivers.
I agree with you there. He did make receivers.
He made receivers.
He did. I don't think Burrow has that in him.
No, not a fucking chance. Sorry, Joe. I love you, buddy, but...
He's not...
You're too cool for me, man.
He's Joe Cool now.
You're
buddy.
Too cool he for me, cool. Which makes me think that you ain't. You just ain't.
Say it.
You ain't got that.
Say it. Man, we got that fire. Does he have the fire?
Yeah, he got that fire, bro.
I don't know if he has that fire.
Ain't no fire. Ain't no fire.
I don't know. Somebody needs to light that fucking fire.
Ain't nobody gonna light that fire, buddy. Ain't nobody gonna light that fire because soon enough he's gonna be in a big city.
This is a big enough city.
It ain't big enough for Joe
He's
Burrow.
He's from Ohio.
Don't matter. Ain't big enough for Joe. Look how upset you just got because your Bengals are going to lose Joe Burrow.
No.
I'm going to lose Joe Burrow. No. This no. city's not too big.
No, Joey. Don't go,
Look,
Joe.
They do podcasts in this city.
Look at these two fucking idiots. They got a podcast in this city. You could be like them.
You could be like them. Look, man. Everybody, there's only one person that stayed. You already talked about him.
Mixon.
Joey Votto.
Mic drop.
Joe Mixon stayed. He took. Mixon stayed because he beat up some bitch. He didn't have a choice. He didn't have a fucking choice, dude.
That was
the
in college.
What are you talking
dude.
About? That's because nobody would take him.
That was in college.
And nobody's still going to take him. And he got lucky enough that fucking, wasn't Marvin Lewis here?
Yeah,
because that's why he got drafted. You know Marvin Lewis was good for that.
You're loud as fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I'm getting excited.
It hurts my fucking ears.
Here, let me turn it down a little bit.
Jesus.
Is this mine? Or is this yours?
Oh, God.
Is that mine?
He's getting all fired.
Is that mine? Is that mine? Is that mine? That's yours.
Mirror's on kicking in on him.
This is mine. I'm getting excited.
He gets a little fired up. His bald head gets a little...
Now you want to talk about my fucking bald head?
It gets a little glazy.
Not only that, my ears have been sweating from these fucking things. I need one of them ones that just attaches to my shirt.
Oh, like, yeah, I got you.
That won't work as a microphone, not headphones. You need that both. Won't work either. You're tripping. I just need a speaker in my ear. Oh, yeah, one of the ones that comes over your car.
Just settle down a little bit, man. Don't get all fiery.
You got me fired up. You want to start talking about Joey Votto? Then you want to start talking about motherfucking
I knew that Joe was going to happen Chase? As soon as you, I man. Mentioned it. And that's why I brought
it
up.
Then you want to tell me to fucking calm down? You want to get me lifted up? Then you want to let me down?
I'm trying to fucking control emotions, dude.
It's like I'm in a titty bar.
Why? Because I got titties? Or?
No,
because
you build me up, then you let me down.
Ooh, I got you. I got you. Well, it was free. I didn't charge you anything.
That's true. Thank you. I appreciate it. Fucking asshole.
I didn't charge you anything.
Still give me blue balls. Is this loud enough?
Blue balls. He's got the blue ball bandit.
What else you got, buddy? What else you want to talk about?
I'm going to let you talk about something, man. What you got on your brain, man?
I got a whole lot of nothing.
Nothing?
I got nothing, buddy. I was just going with whatever you were saying today.
What the fuck do you mean you got nothing?
I've been working hard, man. I've been working hard on this podcast, and, you know, I just don't see the enthusiasm that coming from you. So I said, you know what? Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I'm going to drink beer and
we'll just drink beer and just keep talking like some idiots. Fucking fuck it.
Whatever you say, I'll just contradict it.
Dustin Poirier knocked the guy out. He was fighting.
He was not.
No, he knocked the dude out.
He did not fight anybody.
Yes, he did.
He's 50.
Dustin Poirier?
Yes.
He just fought over the weekend.
He did not.
Okay.
O'Malley.
Exactly. Benoit St. Denis. Of France.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
He got his ass knocked out by Dustin Poirier.
Yeah, congratulations.
I was shocked to see he was still fighting, to be honest with you, Poirier.
Why? He wants another title shot.
He should probably get it. He's a bad motherfucker,
He's a bad motherfucker. I want to see him fight Sean O'Malley.
That dude's too small for Poirier, man.
I know. Well, Poirier can lose some weight because Poirier used to fight down there.
O'Malley won his fight over the weekend against Cheeto.
Yeah, I seen it. I wasn't very impressed.
No, I think he went to distance. He didn't really...
Did go to distance.
Mally's a bad motherfucker. He's just a little dude, man.
Yeah, well, 125 pounds and you're 6'2". You've got an advantage over people.
What do you think of this March Madness coming up, man? Who you like? We don't have any skin in the game because we don't have a fucking team.
Fucking team.
I mean, the closest team we have is Dayton that we can root for.
No.
Who's closer?
Well, I mean, yeah, you can root for Dayton. Dayton's not going to be in it.
Dayton is definitely going to be in
it. No, they're not. They suck. Look it up, Mitch.
Okay.
UK.
You going to root for UK?
Yeah.
Why are you going to root for them?
I like UK.
I don't even know anybody on that team.
I don't know anybody on any other teams besides Xavier. I know Xavier.
Yeah, like Xavier and UC, and neither one of them are...
No, I don't like UC. Not a UC fan.
You wouldn't root for him?
No, not really.
That's lame.
Never liked Bob Huggins.
How can you not like that prick?
That's exactly why.
He was a fucking prick, too,
Because he was a prick.
He's a good coach, though, but...
He might have been a good coach, but, he was one of those guys that thought he could get away with whatever the fuck he wanted to do, and that's why you end up with...
Dayton's ranked number 25, by the way.
A bunch of DUIs. They're making a
tournament. I actually had a personal experience and know that he is a fucking prick when I was a kid. He actually treated me like a prick, so fuck him.
How'd it feel?
To be honest with you, I was like, damn.
Was it deep?
You see this guy on TV and you look up to him as a kid. And I was,
did it hurt?
I was in a group home kind of deal and we were doing something for this golf tournament. And he was just a fucking prick, dude. And I was like, wow. It was shocking to me that he didn't even take the time of the day to give a fuck about anything or anyone, dude.
Did he say really thank you when he was done?
No. He didn't say anything. Fuck him.
In fact, he just smacked me and left.
He just smacked me and gave me a towel. It was a UC towel, though.
Sorry. Not supposed to pound on the desk. Chris told me not to pound on the desk.
Well, yeah.
was a fan of Bob Huggins, you know, but he, even though he was a prick, but I thought he was a good basketball coach.
Yeah, well. He was good at getting JUCO players.
That's very true.
And making something out of a few of them that were really good. Kenyon Martin, yes, made something out of him, but he was a stud.
He was a stud.
Van Axel made stud. Something out of him, but he was a stud.
Corey Blunt. He went to the NBA.
Congratulations. How long did he spend? A year?
No, he actually played with Jordan for a couple of years.
Just because you play with Jordan doesn't mean you're any good. It means you're pretty shitty.
He's the best savior player ever.
Byron Larkin.
Very good pick.
It's tough for me. Byron Larkin or Brian Grant, one or the other.
Huh. Not David West.
No.
David West had a hell of a career.
Had a great career.
Great career.
Great career, but...
What about Tyrone Hill?
Tyrone Hill was a stud.
He was a badass absolute rebounder,
fucking
dude.
Stud.
Dude. I went to a basketball camp at his Xavier when
that
I was a kid.
Dude had some ups that were unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, he had fucking 6 foot arms, dude.
Yeah. Yeah,
his arms dragged.
He was
around.
Lanky
I was like,
as fuck.
I seen him as a kid, and I, you know, little guy, and he was like 7 foot. It looked like I don't know how fucking looked tall like he was, it. But he no, looked like a I fucking
think,
monster.
I think Tyrone Hill was like 6'6", but he had like an 8 foot fucking wingspan.
You know, you see these NBA guys in person, and you're like, whoa, Jesus. What the fuck?
Yeah.
They look so awkward.
They do. Look at your big ass. Look at, you big dude. Big- Look at you. You are goofy looking. How can anybody be interested in you? You goofy looking motherfucker.
They don't look athletic, some of them.
No, not at all.
Just big, fucking goofy looking.
No, and I told you I told you about the one of my buddies played D1 at Arizona. He was a defensive end. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge dude. Just corn fed like a motherfucker from Kentucky, Northern Kentucky. And I mean, this dude was 6'7". His playing weight was 285 pounds. That was his playing weight. So his walking around weight is 315.
I ran into Dominic Capecco. You remember Dominic Capecco?
Yeah.
I was actually shocked that he wasn't as big.
He's not tall.
He's not tall at all, but the motherfucker was wider than that door.
There's a lot of offensive linemen that aren't tall.
He was all ass.
Look at
and
what's
legs,
his well, look at what's his name.
He was a defensive lineman.
Or a lineman, whatever. Fuck you. Don't correct me.
You just see the look on this guy's face.
Damn, I hate this motherfucker, man. Jesus. How did you ever talk me into talking?
It's like, who's that dude who was on ESPN now, who coached for Indianapolis for a year? He played for Indy with Peyton for a long time. He was the center.
Oh, Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah.
He's not a big guy.
Really?
Not tall.
Wide.
Was wide when he played.
Wide base, Gary. They got when wide bases.
Yeah, wide bases.
You got to have that wide
have
base.
That wide base, buddy.
Wide shout base. Out, Gary.
Shout out to Gary.
Oh, Gary. Gary's brought some interesting...
You know what? Gary pisses me off.
What'd he do that for?
Because he's not playing in the league.
Gary's better. Gary hasn't played a Deer Track. I don't think he's ever going to play there again.
Yeah.
You know, we had... All them guys show up at Deer Track last weekend.
But my problem is, I don't get to see him anymore.
He was playing at fucking Hickory that day.
I like Hickory.
I do too.
I like Hickory.
And then he texted me and said,
"But you know, Gary didn't call me and ask me if I wanted to play at Hickory."
He's never going to call you and ask you that.
Yeah, I'm all right, Tim.
Ever since you've seen his man parts on the golf course,
that wasn't
day.
My fault.
No, that was not your fault,
and I didn't encourage it.
No, you did not encourage it. I agree.
It was just there.
I think it was them eagle shots, dude.
Got
up to him.
I'm telling you what.
He was pounding them motherfucking white claws, too.
Boy, he was loving them white claws.
Boy, I ain't never seen him that fucked up.
I ain't never seen any man drink that many white claws.
Me neither. He's great at it,
or
though.
Or take that many shots.
Man.
Woo, buddy.
You guys don't know. Obviously, you don't know. We take a trip up to Michigan. Play like a Ryder Cup kind of format. Buddy Gary's got a little house on a cool lake, man. It's pretty cool. It's a long-ass fucking drive, but it's a good time. It's a good time. We get up there, a bunch of guys, and we just get all kind of fucked up, man.
Yeah, pretty much. You get fucked up and you play golf, and then you wake up in the morning and you're like,
I gotta go play golf again.
Fuck. Fuck. Why are we doing this?
Can't we just, like, can we just chill today?
Can we just, let's just make a choice, okay? Either we get fucked up today or we play golf today. Yeah, what are we going to do?
Because doing both is, we're not as young as we used to be.
My boy C. Dizzle thought he was dying one time.
Oh. I think I had the fucking corony.
He didn't have corona. What happened was we drank too much, and his body said, I need to drink more.
No.
Because you went like 6 hours without.
My body said, you need to fucking go to a hospital and get an IV.
Man.
I don't think I've ever.
That was our last day. That was our last day.
I wanted to call my wife and be like, come. Will you come get me?
kind of like how you had to call my mommy to come get you from your house today when you locked the fucking keys in the van. What a fucking retard.
Yeah, that was stupid. I mean, that's how my morning started, but it ended up getting better.
I need a ride home from my friend's house.
Can you come get me?
Can you come get me, please?
The other one told me to call my mom.
Yeah, well, fuck. I knew she would do it.
She did, too, man. I called her. She said, yes, I'll be there.
I'll come get you.
Blow-drying my hair right now. I'll be there.
Dumbass. Lock of keys in the car. Yeah. Always like count on mom. You don't know how many times I had to call mom. Whoo-wee.
I'm glad you had that mom to call,
man. I'm telling you, buddy. She would be there. Unfortunately, Dad rode with her, and I didn't hear the end of it then.
You didn't call for your dad, you called for mom.
I called for mom, buddy. I called for mom, but when I seen both seats in the front filled up, I was like, fuck.
Fuck, this is going to be a long ride.
This is going to be fucking bad. This is going to be bad. I hope I'm fucked up enough to where I can just pass out and not pay attention. Fuck. It was bad. Silence was deafening.
You know what always got me when they said, I'm not even mad at you,
Chris. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
But I'm pretty disappointed in you. You know better.
Jesus Christ.
And I would be thinking in my head, I don't think that's true. I didn't know any better.
I don't. I know how to do this.
Why do you think that?
What makes you think I know better? Clearly, I continue to do this.
This is not the first time.
This isn't the first time. Probably won't be the last time. As a matter of fact, when I'm an old white man, I'm still going to call somebody's mom and have them come get me.
Oh, you bastard.
I did have to come back to that.
Why? Why are you circling back to that?
Circle back because you're a fucking idiot. Lock your goddamn keys in the goddamn workman. That's stupid.
That is stupid.
It's fucking ridiculous.
How do you think I felt walking out knowing I had to call you? And tell
knowing that I told you 2 weeks ago
I looked at my phone,
to separate those keys.
I had you on dial and I looked
separate
at my,
those keys,
I looked
you
at
asshole.
My phone for about 10 minutes before I called you.
Maybe somebody else.
This sucks.
Then you're looking at the road hoping somebody drives by.
Hopefully a cop by and I can fucking flag them down.
Maybe flag them down and open up my rod. Oh, that's good shit. Look, I don't know how much longer you want to do this podcast, but I have to pee so bad.
I gotta take a tinkle also. Tinkle? That's kind of...
Please don't do that.
Yeah,
please.
That's kind of weird.
Danny, cut that out, please.
God.
This guy already talked about Bob Huggins leaving a mess and give him a towel.
It wasn't... The way he threw the towel at me was just like... It made you
feel like nothing.
Anyway, guys, we're out of here. We are OB from the 19th. Appreciate you guys.
Don't forget to leave comments. Send us emails. You know, check us out on Spotify. Check us out on Amazon. Check us out on YouTube.
Say that email again, Jeff.
That is outofboundscincy@gmail.com. Let us know if there's topics you want us to talk about. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We'd love to include it in something. Because trust me, guys, it's hard talking to this fat, ugly son of a bitch every day.
Is it hard talking or hard looking at?
Well... But generally, when I talk to you, I look at you, so yeah. Both of them are hard.
So, and
if we could get a wall between us, it'd probably be better.
So, what makes you want to video this shit? I'm going to scare everybody away.
Anyway, if you throw some comments in there and you give us some topics to talk about, we bring them up, we'll definitely give you a shout out.
Absolutely.
If you want to be a guest on the show, let us know. We'd love to bring you along. We'll shoot the shit with you. We'll drink some beers.
Now,
and
we'll talk about
things that have happened to Chris in his childhood that he doesn't want to talk about.
We can start doing that, man. We can. There's been a bunch of things, man. I got some topics in my childhood. They're kind of deep down, and
they need to get out. So, if you've dealt with a therapist, or if you have a family member that's a therapist, and you can, shed some light on why he is the way he is.
Why,
that'd be great.
Why I am the way I am? I would like to know. To be honest with you, I have no fucking clue.
So it's, what is it? It is March 11th, 2024, man.
All right, guys. Peace out.
Later.
Later.